Today we begin with tips for married couples dealing with money issues. Welcome to another edition of Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. Well, our first guests today have a rather appropriate name. Steve and Annette Economidis are publishers of the Home Economizer newsletter, and they're here to talk to us about the economics of marriage. Steve and Annette, thanks for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Steve.
It's great to be here.
Hey, what problems can arise in a marriage when one spouse is raised in affluence and the other is raised in humbler surroundings?
Well, Steve, we call it the rich kid syndrome, and we've seen it numerous times as we've helped couples dig their way out of debt. And what happens is, usually it's with a wife, the woman's raised in a rather affluent home, and she has these expectations that she's been raised with, and it ends up marrying a guy who doesn't have the earning potential of her dad. And for love, they'll be able to maintain it for a little while, but when the kids start coming along, she remembers the things that her parents used to give her or do for her, and it causes a lot of stress in the relationship. And between the two of them, they have a hard time making ends meet because she wants to buy the things that she was used to.
Yeah. How do couples overcome these problems? Let's say that they are married. They didn't discuss it going in. Now they realize they do have some of these problems. She wants more. He says we can't afford it. What can they do to compromise and to get their spending under control?
I think one of the basic things is to have a budget or a spending plan that can kind of call the shots. Because if money is the bottom line, then it really eliminates quite a bit of conflict. Mm. And I also think that sometimes it's okay to get a third party to sit down and evaluate things, look them over, and say one person is being slightly unrealistic about the situation.
Mm. The budget is a great equalizer. You know, money doesn't lie, and if they agree that they'll live within their means and maybe even bring in a third party to help them, it can really work out.
Yeah, a budget is an objective tool.
That's
and
correct.
And it's the budget that's talking to you, not either spouse trying to get his or her way.
Right, and if the money is allowed to be the bottom line, then that's it.
Mm. Guys, we appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Steve and Annette Economidis are self-made experts in pinching pennies thanks to raising five kids on a small income. They publish the Home Economizer newsletter 10 times a year, and you can find out more about it at crown.org when you click on Money Matters. Crown.org.